Weiß einen Strom, dessen herrliche Flut fließt wunderbar still über das Land. Doch strahlt und glänzt er wie feurige Glut. Wem ist dieses Wasser bekannt? O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich. O Glaube, es fließt für dich. Wohin diesen Strom sich nur immer ergießt, da jubelt und jauchzt das Herz, das nun mehr den köstlichen Segen genießt, erlöset von Sorgen und Schmerz. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich. O Glaube, es fließt für dich. Der Strom ist gar tief und sein Wasser ist klar. Es schmeckt so lieblich und fein, es heilet die Kranken und stärkt wunderbar. Ja, machet die Unreinsten rein. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich, O Glaube, es fließt für mich. Das Wasser, das Leben, das ist diese Flut, durch Jesu ergießet sie mich. Sein kostbares, teures und heiliges Blut, O Sünde, vergaß er für dich. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich. O Glaube, es fließt für dich. Wenn dürstet, er komme und trinke sich satt, so rufet der Geist und die Braut, nur wer in den Strom gewaschen sie hat, das langet sich Gottes und schaut. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich. O Glaube, es fließt für dich. I'm gonna pray my way out. Never a fear, never a doubt. He will deliver me once again. I'm gonna pray my way out of whatever I'm in. Gonna pray my way out. Never a fear, never a doubt. He will deliver me once again. Gonna pray my way out of whatever I'm in. Gonna pray my way out. Never a fear, never a doubt. He will deliver me once again. Gonna pray my way out of whatever I'm in. That's the only way you'll be able to get rid of that religiology. Everywhere you go, everywhere you look, there's religion. ideology. You go down the street here, you see these Muslim women. You go a little bit further, you see these shragheads, these Sikhs with their religion.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere you go, religion, you're surrounded with these religiologists. That's what we work to destroy it, to expose it. It's all just of the devil. He's Rama in broad daylight, and people embrace it like it was something real, it was something good. Put their life on the line for that garbage. And all we're doing, we're exposing it. It's not compatible with the liberty that you have in Christ. It's just a way to lock up people. The same thing, like same with the Hutterites. It's just another religiology. The same with the Amish. The same with the Huldamenon. All just religiology. And you got to pray your way out of that mess. It's all of the devil. There's nothing godly about that stuff. Just religion. Religiology. That's what Jesus came to destroy. Back then it was the scribes and the Pharisees. Came to destroy the works of the devil. That's the works of the devil. You can't be free with it if you're infected and injected yourself into that mess. Thank God I'm free, free, free from this world of sin. Washed in the blood of Jesus, been born again. Hallelujah, I'm saved, saved, saved. By His wonderful grace, I'm so glad that I found out You would bring me out and show me the way. For a long time I've traveled down a lonely road. My heart was so heavy in sin I sank low. Then I heard about Jesus. What a wonderful hour! I'm so glad that I found out He'd bring me out through His saving power. Thank God I'm free, free, free from this world of sin. Washed in the blood of Jesus, been born again. Hallelujah, I'm saved, saved, saved by His wonderful grace. I'm so glad that I found out He would bring me out and show me the way. Like a bird out of prison that has taken its flight. Like the blind man and God gave back his sight. Like the poor wretched beggar that found fortune and fame. I'm so glad that I found out He can bring me out through His holy name. Thank God I'm free, free, free from this world of sin. Washed in the blood of Jesus, been born again. Hallelujah, I'm saved, saved, saved by His wonderful grace. I'm so glad that I found out He would bring me out and show me the way. Like a bird out of prison that has taken its flight. Like the blind man that God gave back his sight. Like a poor wretched beggar that found fortune and fame. I'm so glad that I found out He could bring me out through His holy name. Thank God I'm free, free, free from this world of sin. Washed in the blood of Jesus, I'm born again. Hallelujah, I'm saved, saved, saved by His wonderful grace. I'm so glad that I found out He can bring me out and show me the way. That's what I felt like when they terminated me from that cult. They thought they were doing me a misfortune. They did me the best favor that anybody ever could. You can't come to church anymore. Hallelujah.
It's garbage anyway. Mm-hmm. I got delivered. Like a bird out of prison. That's the truth. I got rid of that religiology. The religiology had me hooked in. I never felt comfortable with it.
I can always say I never felt like I was a Hutterite. Growing up was something that I never could identify with. I always felt a stranger there because of religion. We're never free.
People said I'd never make it. They said I'd never see it through. But they don't know what keeps me going. I guess they'll never have but you. All my life was in shambles until the day you came along. You turned my tears into laughter. Lord, you give me a brand new song. I'm still holding on. Lord, I'll never let you go. You give me a smile. You touch my heart. You touch my soul. And the bridges that's behind me, Lord, I burn them to the ground. I'm still holding on to the best thing I ever found. Though they're likely not to prosper, what's left hanging over my head? You'll never count for nothing. That's what most people said. I've been known to be unsettled. Never stayed around too long. But Lord, you're the treasure I've been searching for. Lord, I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on. Lord, I'll never let you go. You give me a smile. You touch my heart. You touch my soul. And the bridges that's behind me, Lord, I burn them to the ground. I'm still holding on to the best thing I ever found. Though they're likely not to prosper, what's left hanging over my head? You'll never count for nothing. That's what most people said. I've been known to be unsettled. Never stayed around too long. But Lord, you're the treasure I've been searching for. And Lord, I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on. Lord, I'll never let you go. You give me a smile. You touch my heart. You touch my soul. All the bridges left behind me, Lord, I burned them to the ground. I'm still holding on to the best thing I ever found. I have a journey through the long dark night, out in the open sea, my fate alone, sight unknown, and yet his eyes were watching me. The anchor holds, though the ship is battered, the anchor holds. Though the sails are torn, I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging sea. The anchor holds in spite of the storm. I've had visions, I've had dreams, I even held them in my hand. But I never knew they would slip right through like they were only grains of sand. The anchor holds, though the ship has been battered. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I have fallen off. as I face the raging sea. The anchor holds in spite of the storm. Now I've been young, but I'm older now, and there's been beauty these eyes have seen. But it was in the night, through the storms of my life, and
oh, that's where the Lord did his love for me.
The anchor holds, though the ship has been battered. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging seas. The anchor holds in spite of the storm. Now I've been young, but I'm older now, and there's been beauty these eyes have seen. But it was in the night, through the storms of my life, that's when God proved his love for me. The anchor holds, though the ship's been battered. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging seas. The anchor holds in spite of the storm. Rock of ages, clap for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from the riven side which flow be of sin the double cure. Cleanse me from its guilt and power, not the labor of my hand can fulfill the law's demand. Could my zeal the rest but know? Could my tears forever flow? All for sin could not atone. Thou must save and thou alone. Nothing in my hands I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. Nathan, come to thee for dress. Helpless love to thee for grace. Foul I to the fountain fly. Wash me, Savior, or I die. While I draw this fleeting breath, when my heart sinks, breaks in death, when I soar to worlds unknown, see thee on the judgment throne. Rock of ages, clap for me. Let me hide myself in thee. And Satan tries to come along with his stupid counterfeit religion.
Mm-hmm.
It's only Jesus. That's
right.
It.
Nothing in my hands I bring. Nothing you can bring. Simply to the cross I cling. Naked come to thee for dress. Helpless look to thee for grace.
I don't know why people don't get it. We're free, eh?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to suffer. That's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be kicked out from your family and everything. That's all part of the program. He has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never call retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of all before his judgment seat.
Oh, be swift my soul to answer him. Be jubilant my feet, our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
Well, to you and I, this thing is so real. The truth that's marching on, that's why we didn't stay with the Brenhamites.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we didn't stay with the Hutterites. That's why I didn't stay with the Pentecostals. The truth kept marching on. That's why we didn't stay with the Jacksonites. It just, that's what the devil does. Once God does something, they sit and they join the club, like the Lutherans, you know, back in the days of Martin mm-hmm. Luther. They just refused to move on to John Wesley, and then they, I don't know what's that word they call, they congregate all around the Lutherans. That's where the Lutherans come from,
mm-hmm.
because they didn't move on. And the devil takes over, and he makes a synagogue of Satan out of that whole mess. And that's what's happening. That's been happening ever since the kingdom of God started.
That's right, because it's...
Right from the beginning, mm-hmm. the Satan just takes over, and they refuse to move on.
Uh-huh, the Nicolaitan spirit...
Yeah, mm-hmm. back in the book of Revelation, every church, Satan was trying to get in with his Nicolaitan spirit, and he just kept intensifying until he became a synagogue of Satan. That's all these churches are out here. They're all about synagogues of Satan, and we talk plenty here because we're sent to destroy and tear down, and that's our job, tear down. I remember back in the day, the Lord gave me, after he saved me, gave me that commission. I set you, I knew you before you were born. I called you out, just like it is here in Jeremiah. Jeremiah, he's my kind of a person. I have to go through the same thing. Well, not near what he went through, but he had a pretty tough road to hoe. Jeremiah did. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 4. The call of Jeremiah. Und das Herren Wort geschah zu mir und sprach. Ich kannte dich, ehe die, denn ich dich im Mutterleib bereitete. Und sandete dich aus, ehe denn du von der Mutter geboren wurdest. Und stellte dich zum Propheten unter den Völkern. Ich habe sprach, Herr, ich tauge nicht zu predigen, denn ich bin zu jung. Der Herr sprach zu mir, sage nicht, ich bin zu jung, sondern du sollst gehen, wohin ich dich sende, und predigen, was ich dich heiße. That's all we're doing. We're only saying what the Lord tells us to say. We're exposing that garbage out there, these religiologists. Fürchte dich nicht vor ihnen, denn ich bin bei dir und will dich retten, spricht der Herr. Well, he's done that with us. He saved us and he's protected us. Und der Herr reckte seine Hand aus und drehte meinen Mund an und sprach zu mir, sieh, ich lege meine Worte in deinen Mund. That's what they accused you of when he started hanging out with me. He said, how come you've changed so much? We don't even remember. We don't even know you like that. Well, the Lord touched you. You have to speak up for him. He taught you he took on a different religion. No, it was the Lord. Exactly what he says here. Der Herr reckte seine Hand aus, drehte meinen Mund an und sprach zu mir, siehe, ich lege meine Worte in deinen Mund. Siehe, ich setze dich heute, diesen Tag, über Völker, Königreiche, dass du ausreißen, zerbrechen, zerstören und verderben sollst und bauen und pflanzen. That's our commission here on earth. That's the commission the Lord gave us. That's what every, from time to time, every generation has that calling. The call of Jeremiah. Well, the call of Simeon and Lorraine. It's just that simple. Let's bring it down to today's land. They think we're crazy when we talk like that. They think God is dead. But he's only dead to people that don't believe. They got no faith. The Lord said to me, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I chose you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you to be a prophet to the nations. I answered, O Lord God, I really do not know how to speak well. Well enough for that, for I'm too young. That was back in the day. But see, the Lord never gives up on it. He just keeps, he's given a job for you. You're going to have to do it, whether you like it or not. The Lord said to me, do not say I'm too young, but go whoever I send you and say whatever I tell you. Do not be afraid of those whom I send to you, for I will be with you to protect you. They came along, these tugs, try to make you compromise, threaten you, and, oh, man, tell me about it. Do not be afraid of those to whom I send you, for I will be with you to protect you, says the Lord. Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, I will most surely give you the words you are to speak for me. See, we're speaking for the Lord. Mm-hmm. We're trying to destroy that religiosity. We're not against the people. We're against that diabolical, satanic religiosity that has infiltrated every aspect of society. That's what we're fighting against. Know for certain that I hereby give you the authority. He's given us the authority. They can't touch us. They can't do a thing. They'd like to destroy us. They'd like to take us down and burn us at the stake. But we're in the hands of God. He protects us. He's protected up to this very day. Know for certain that I hereby give you the authority to announce to nations, plural, and kingdoms. It's not just that Hutterite kingdom. It's that Amish kingdom. That these brethren down east, these Woodcresters, these Pentecostals, these Huldemänner, all these kingdoms, it's all diabolic. Announce to the nations and kingdoms that they will be uprooted and torn down, destroyed and demolished, rebuilt and firmly planted. That's our job. That's what we're really doing. When I the other day I stopped and looked back and analyzed what I've been up to. What are you up to? Well, that's what we've been doing. We've been exposing it. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. That's all the works of the devil. Back then, it was through these Pharisees, and through these scribes, and through these zealots. And they always gave a rough time. They always were on his case. And at the end of the day, Matthew 23, he told them what their demise will be, and then the destruction of Jerusalem came, and they were nowhere to be found after that. They were killed, and those that had anything, they were dispersed all over the world, and that was the end of that. That religiosity back then. And then here's the same thing. And back in the days of Jeremiah, it was the same thing. And came the Babylonians and destroyed that whole infrastructure, that whole Jewish race. And they went into captivity for 70 years. And their judgment was looming on the horizon when Jeremiah preached there. He was just trying to protect them from what's coming, trying to warn them from what's coming. That's all we're doing. We're trying to warn these people. Everything that we say and do is for one purpose and one purpose only, to protect them from the day of the Lord, from the judgment that's looming on the rise. Just like Jeremiah, he was preaching forever and a day, and they treat them like trash, just like they're doing with you and me. We're speaking plainly now. We're not walking on eggshells anymore. We know what our calling is, and we know exactly what we've gone through to get to where we are today. We've gone through there. Torture chambers, just like Jeremiah went through their torture chambers back in the day, and just Isaiah and Hosea and all these people, they had to go out there and they had to send in a warning. That's all we're doing. We're just warning people, because to you and I, this thing is so real. It's more real than reality itself, because up the road here, there's coming that judgment, the day of the Lord. And that what happened back there, and when they went into captivity, you can't even imagine it. And then what happened at the Holocaust, these are all God's judgment. And then what happened at the destruction of Jerusalem, all it was God's judgment on a nation that has rejected the word of God. And here's the same thing. Up till now, what you see back in that Holocaust and the destruction of Jerusalem, the tribulation like them before, it's just a two-day compared to what's coming up here on the day of the Lord, where they'll say to the mountains, fall on us, unto the hill, hide us from him that's coming back. It's just here within 3 years. It's up the road here. That's why the Lord gave us his mandate, because there's nobody else that will do what you and I are doing. They don't have to beg about to do it. They don't have to know how. They don't have to knowledge. They were not taught by God. They didn't go through this education center that you and I went through the last 40 years. And now we can tell them and warn them. Every cent that we ever made goes into all our investments, go into this here truth to warn people what's coming up the road here. And we'll do it gladly because we got no other job to do. And the Lord takes care of the necessary things that we need for daily living. He told Ezekiel, I've made your forehead twice as strong as theirs. And he told Jeremiah, don't be afraid of what they'll do to you. They'll threaten you. They'll do everything they can. And if the Lord would allow them, they'd have burned us at the stake. They got rid of us time and time again. That time when I was here, sick unto that, here they come, and we got him now. He's about ready to die. And the Lord allowed that to happen to show you and I just how ruthless these people are. They're just as ruthless. If you want to know what these Hutterite preachers are about, and all these preachers out there, go read the Fox's Book of Martyrs. They're capable of doing anything because it's of the same spirit. Them Hutterite preachers and the Amish preachers and these preachers out there in these pulpits, they're capable of doing the very thing that these zealots did throughout the Dark Ages. What they did back in the days of the scribes and the Pharisees. Got the mob all worked up to crucify the Lord of glory. And it's the same thing. That spirit is still alive and will be still here for the next just under 3 years until that angel comes down and he throws Satan out down into hell. Until then, we got to put up with all that garbage with these zealots and these five scribes and these Pharisees. Like I say, back then they called them scribes and the Pharisees, but now they call them Hutterite preachers. They call them the Eltista, the priest, and all that garbage. It's all just religious, satanic filth. That's all it is. And I'm speaking plainly because I've been through the torture chambers. I know exactly what we're talking about. They got these people wrapped up in their deception, and what the devil does, he gives them that, just like it is in the church age of Laodicea. Yeah, they think they're rich. They're actually financially, they're rich and need of nothing. They don't have need of nothing. Mm-hmm. That's why the things that we're trying to say here, it doesn't penetrate them because mm-hmm. they got it made. They got these luxury houses and they got work for everybody and everything looks so hunky-dory. But it's all Satan is leaving them alone. Satan has given them. He doesn't persecute them because he knows he's got them anyway. He doesn't want to rock their boat because if he rocks their boat too much, they'll find it. They'll realize they're being duped. Just like we keep saying about that man that had a heart attack from Forest River Colony, that boss, that Joe Mandel. We keep repeating it because I found out he came to our house and he talked to my dad about it. His experience, what experience he, and I heard him say it. He said, John, there's something out there. If we put our life on the line, we go look for it, we'll find it. And that's exactly what I did. I went and I found it. And the minute I found it, I took a beeline and I went down there to talk to his boys. He was dead already. And I told him what their dad would have found if he would have ventured out there, put his life on the line and gone and looked for that something that he knew was out there. And I went down and talked to that, his son, that Joe Mandel, that young Mandel, the preacher there, and he didn't want to talk about it. I was shocked. And then I went and talked to that junkie there. He married my cousin, and I talked to him, and they didn't want to talk about it. Like, they wished almost like that heart attack would have been fateful, that he wouldn't have come back and warned the people. That's And I was shocked, and then I went to the Bible, and I found out exactly what Abram told that rich man down in hell when he begged and pleaded, send Lazarus back to my father's house and tell him I'm not in a good place. Tell him I was duped. Tell him it's not a good road that they're going down. And I seen it right in front of my eye, what Abram told that rich man. If they don't hear the word, neither will they hear though somebody comes back from the dead. Well, somebody did come back from the dead. He was dead for 17 minutes, and he did exactly what Abram begged that, what that rich man begged Abram to go back and tell my father's house that this is not a good place. They're heading the same direction. And that's what happened. He went and they did, and nobody heard him. I'm the only one that heard the man. To the point where I did something about it. He went from colony to colony. He went to Milltown. He went to New Haven. He went to all these colonies that he thought had an open ear. That's why he came up to my dad, because him and my dad used to be pretty good buddies back in the day. And then he thought, well, at least there's somebody there that might listen to him. But my dad, he was so steeped at religiology, he wanted the system to work. And like I say, I went down there and talked to his boy. And they wish they didn't carry the conversation. I thought, man, I'm bringing them a gold mine. I'll get the red carpet treatment when I go down there and tell them what I found out. And exactly what that rich man, Abram told that rich man. If they don't hear the word, then neither will they hear when somebody comes back from the dead. That's exactly, I experienced it firsthand. Here we are. We're doing exactly everything that we know to do to try to wake these people up. But it's utterly impossible unless the Lord opens up his their understanding. What they do to you and I, that doesn't bother me. What they persecute me and they terrorize me. What they do to me is a piece of cake. But it's when they reject the Word of God, what they spit on the Word of God, and they puke on the Word of God, like the Word of God is just a piece of trash. Mm-hmm. That's what gets me going. When the Word of God is so dishonored and disrespected, like it was just a piece of garbage and a piece of trash. They twist it like a pretzel to make it fit their program. Mm-hmm. That's what's going on out there. Just that simple.
That's what religion does. Mm-hmm. Like Jeremiah, God said to Jeremiah, when you read further down, it says, but you, Jeremiah, get yourself ready. Go and tell these people everything I instruct you to say. That's all we're doing. We are just telling people what the Lord has shown us. And he said, do not be terrified of them, or I will give you good reason to be terrified of them. See, when the Lord gets you to speak, you either speak or you are getting tormented by the devil. You know, if you don't speak for the Lord, you know, he'll put on you, like I say, I'll give you good reason to be terrified. Mm-hmm. I, the Lord, hereby promise to make you as strong as a fortified city, as iron pillar and a bronze wall. You will be able to stand up against all who live in the land, including the kings of Judah, its officials, its priests, and all the people of the land. They will attack you, but they will not be able to overcome you, for I will be with you to rescue you, says the Lord. That still runs true today. People in that Hutterite system, they're so, like any religion, they're so brainwashed to say that you cannot say anything about the preachers. And that's the same way in every generation. Those religious leaders had people so intimidated that they thought they were the holy people and you can't say anything against their wrong, you know. But when the Lord calls you and walks you through what that religious system is all about, and he requires of you to speak and get up against it, you know, that's what you have to do, you know. And that's all we are doing, you know. We didn't just come across this, you know. It's something that the Lord has walked us through since we were very young, to expose that religious system, that what we're doing today. It didn't just happen to stand up one day, and that's what we're going to do. But very young already, the Lord dealt with me what those religions are all about, and also what those preachers, who those preachers are, you know. Like it says in the next chapter, they don't really know me. And that's very true. When I would have gone to the preacher and asked something about the things of God, about the things of the Bible, you know, they could not give me an answer at all. They could only give me their religious garb, but they could not give me the truth, you know. And that was something that I was wanting, is the truth. And they could not give me that. And these people stand in the pulpit and try to lead people, you know. And that's what Nicolaitan spirit is all about. It says to control the laity. And that's what they do. They control the people. So they are so fear-mongered, and they can't rise up and search out the truth of the matter. But, you know, God walked us through it very young, what it's all about and what these preachers in the pulpit are about, you know, so we can expose it and bring it into light so that people can be aware of what is really going on, what that deceptive spirit is all about, and what that deceptive spirit uses. He doesn't use just ordinary people. He uses people that are influential.
Amen to that. Heavenly Father, we just want to stop for a moment in time just to give good to you, give you thanks for another day of life, all you do for us, Lord. Help us to be faithful and true, Lord, for what you've called us to do. Lord, we've got a pretty rough road to hoe, and we've been rejected from everybody, but that's okay. We're just part of the program, Lord. We just pray for grace to continue to speak the way you want us to speak, Lord, to be salt and to be a fiery brand, like that song says, Lord. And we just want to be found faithful and true, Lord. We just pray you'll give us the grace to keep our limbs all trimmed and bird, because your coming is very nigh at hand, Lord. Just a few years from now, everything will become obsolete. Babylon is falling, and there'll be no more sign of that religiology. It's best if people just voluntarily give it up and turn to you, accept the truth for their day, Lord. We just pray you'll open up their understanding and realize we're not just playing a game here. This is a matter of life and death. This is a matter of eternity and hell, forever in hell, and eternity and glory, Lord. This is what this is all about. This is the final chapter for mankind, Lord. We just pray you'll open up the eyes and the hearts of the get them to understand that what we're saying, that we're not playing a game here. This is serious stuff that you've allowed us to come in contact with, Lord. We just pray you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
It's like I said, you know, he had him as breeder like clog mix here. And that song, it says, I don't mind, and he said, well, I don't mind what they did to me. I would gladly suffer what they're doing to me. But when they take the word of God and turn it into a pretzel and make it fit their diabolical agenda, and you can find some scriptures that'll support their garbage. They take it out,
mm-hmm.
or they think they got the rights to be that high priest. Well, that high priest stuff, that after Jesus was crucified, that was the end of that high priest stuff. Now Jesus Christ is the high priest, and for 2,000 years he was sitting up at the high priestly position. They were just types and shadows of what's coming back in the Old Testament when they had to go to the priest. That thing is obsolete. That temple, that curtain into the Holy of Holies was torn when Jesus said, it's finished, and now you have accepted. You go right to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you mess up with your life, if you do something that you ought not to do, you repent to the Lord Jesus Christ, not to that pedophile in that cubby boot. And that confession booth. He's just a pedophile, and because he's of the same spirit that they were through the Dark Ages. Mm-hmm. It's the same dumpster. And now and then, ever so often, somebody comes out from these other right preachers that he's nothing but a pedophile and pretending they're holy, but there's only two or three that came out. But there's lots underground that are doing the same thing, or if they're not doing the same thing, they got the same spirit on them, because it's all Roman Catholicism in first degree, mm-hmm. on steroids. And we're just trying to expose it for what it is. And we're speaking very plain. that even a child can understand it. If you only take time to look around and realize what's been happening over the last 400, 500, 600 years, they've been doing it. It's the same trash, you know. They brag, oh, we've been here for 600 years, you're not going to change. Yeah, because the reason you can't change because the devil knows he's got them hoodwinked. That's why the devil doesn't persecute them. They're living in luxury, and the devil leaves them alone because he knows he's got them anyway. As soon as he starts rising up and exposing them, then as soon as they get persecuted, they'll start turning to the Lord. But see, what he does, he's lulling them to sleep. He's cooking that frog. He's boiling that frog bit by bit, slowly, more wealth, more riches, more religion, more gives them power and all that garbage. And they think they're doing God a service, mm-hmm. just like it wasn't. It's back in the church age of Laodicea. That's the hour we're living in. We're living in Laodicea, and you think you're rich, you think you need nothing, but you don't realize you're naked, you're wretchable, spiritually speaking now. They don't realize, spiritually, they're naked. You go ask them a question about anything that we're talking about, they think you're crazy. They couldn't answer you, because we had one come in here some time back. Now he told me he's going to understand the book. He's going to study the book of Revelation. And then I told him, you're not going to understand the book of Revelation until you come to the ministry of Brother Brennan. Well, he thought he could do it himself. He thought if he studies hard enough and long enough, he'll be able to figure it out. So later on, he came around. I said, how did you make out with studying the book of Revelation? Nobody understands that book. I don't think it should have been written. And, well, it's in the Bible, so it should have been written. But see, he tried to figure it out. I said, mm-hmm. I told him right out of the gate, you will never understand the book of Revelation until you come under the ministry of Brother Branham, because he's the one that opened that understanding of the book of Revelation. It was for him. We wouldn't understand it either, but we came and sat under the ministry of Brother Branham, and then we found out what the seals, what the beasts were, and what everything is in there. And because the book of Revelation is a love letter to the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you don't understand it, you're just a part of it. Just that simple. And that's all we're trying to do. We're trying to warn people of what's coming, what's up the road, the day and hour we're living in. We got it right down to the day. We said it over and over again. October the 15th, 2021. That's when the 7 years started. When we take it back to the scriptures, at midnight there was a cry. Mm-hmm. We said it over and over again. And we have to say it because you're dealing with people that are seduced and been indoctrinated and brainwashed by these seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Because the book of Revelation says they've been made drunk mm-hmm. with the wine of that religious fortification, that religiology that's out there that infests at every aspect of society. And that's why we keep going back to what Jesus said. This is going to be eternal life that they believe in them of my will send. And each church age had a messenger. Here in the church age of Laodicea, that angel came, and the church age of Laodicea began in 1906. And at midnight there was a cry that was February to 28, 1963, to the point where there was a cloud up beyond space. It was up there for months. Up in Arizona there. And you can still, like I keep saying, you can still tap in and find out for sure if you don't believe what I'm saying. It was there mm-hmm. for months, and people wondered what it was. Well, it was then when these angels came down and talked to Brother Brenham and opened up the seven seals of the book of Revelation. Because John was told to seal it up. Daniel was told to seal it up. Because at the end time, he said, the wise shall understand. And here God sent these angels down, and they talked to Brother Brenham, and that to the point where there was even a cloud out beyond speed, where there's no room for a cloud. It was something up there. You could go to Live Magazine, just punch in Mystery Cloud 1963, and it'll tell you all the ins and outs of it. That's what it means. At midnight there was a cry, and even to the point where there were a sign in heaven, and then we know that it was 57 years later. It was 2021, October the 15th, that's when the 7 years begin. We can tell you right down to the day when that angel comes down and Satan is no more. That's where we're living in time. Nobody will tell you what we're telling you because they don't have to revel it. They're just playing the game. They're just a bunch of hirelings. They don't even know what they're talking about. They get up in the pulpit, these people that were sitting on the brother gentleman. They're completely clueless what it's about. They're not even born again, because you could feed them, we're in the third day, and they believe it. Then you could feed them, we're after 2 days, back in the day, and they believe it. They're just a bunch of zombies. You could tell them anything. But see, you and I, we know what we believe. We know what we've been taught. We know what we're mm-hmm. And we don't go for that. We separate ourselves from their garbage.
Yes.
And eventually it'll just become another casualty along the road of life. Mm-hmm. Just that simple.
That's right, because when Lyle Cook came out with his idea, if the cutoff was in 33 or not, and he wanted to bring in something different, the cutoff was in 53 or 56 when Paul shook the dust off his feet. And but the Bible clearly says in Daniel, when Messiah will be cut off, and Messiah was cut off in 33, that's when that week of Daniel was done, that 69th came to an end, and there was one more week left. Those are the 7 years that came in at October the 15th, 2021. So that's seven. We're now living in the week of Daniel. The things that you see transpiring in the Middle East, that is part of that prophecy of Daniel coming to fulfill. And you can, when I met up with Luella shortly after that, she said, we didn't agree with how Lyle, how they dealt with that. When you asked him a question, how he comes up with 53 instead of 33, you know, and they got all riled up. I said to her, you know, I don't care what they do to me, but what they're teaching is wrong, you know. They're saying something that is not in the Bible, saying that 53 was the cutoff. It's not the cutoff. The cutoff was when Jesus was crucified. That's when the Jews were cut off from the grace of God, of salvation. They were cut off for what was actually for their peace. They rejected it, and the Gentiles were grafted in. And see, those are the things that you have to take very serious, because they're in the Word of God. And if you go against that, your whole picture becomes distorted. And that's what the devil was trying to do after Brother Jackson left the sea. He wanted to distort the picture, and so that we cannot find out the day and hour we're living in. And that's why we take it so seriously when people mess with the Word of God, because when you do that, you're dependent on these religious leaders, and these religious leaders will only deceive you. If you go by the Word of God, that is our roadmap, and if you hold on to that, then those religious leaders cannot intimidate you, because you have the Word as your guide, not some religion.
Amen to that, like it says here in that song, like I said earlier, die harm is breeder and klang, say. I'll just read it to you here. Das wehr mir alles ganz dringend like. Mein höchste Freude werden. See, we don't mind what they do to us. We gladly care mm-hmm. it. Das wäre mir auch ganz dringend leicht, mein höchste Freude werden. Das mir von wegen Frömmigkeit gedeiht. Like, there's no Frömmigkeit in that. We just believe the message for our day. Und der Wahrheit werte, see? Und der Wahrheit werte.
Mm-hmm.
Allein das mein Gott wirklich schenkt. That's what burns me up. Geschmäht, gelästert, geschwinde. Das klage ich Gott mein größte Not. Ist das allein, mein Weg, mein Klein, O du Gottlos gesinde. They twist the Word of God like a pretzel. That's what gets me too tall. Like I say, what I do to me, that's all part of the program. But when they take that word and they make it twisted to their advantage, and then defeat the people, and deceive the people with their perverted ideology of what the word means. I'll read it in English here. That were all to me quite slight and light. Like, what they do to me, it's a piece of cake.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I can suffer for Christ's mm-hmm. sakes. My highest joy on earth, that's what it is to you and I. What befalls me for devoutness' sake, and for the wordy truth. That's what we got. We got the truth. That's all we're talking about. We're talking about the truth. That's how we're destroying these zealots and these Pharisees and these tubs and these perverts, with the truth. Because you tell them the truth, they'll run you out of town. And for the wordy truth, only that my God is shamed, reviled, blasphemed swiftly, that I am lament to God my greatest distress, if it were only that, but God may weigh small, oh, you godless crew. It's all about the truth. It's not even God anymore. What they do with the truth, mm-hmm. they treat the truth like it was trash. They treat you and I because we're the carriers of that truth, mm-hmm. and they treat you and I like we were trash. But see, God's got a day up the road here just to end this generation. It's just going to come like a lasso, like a thief in the night, like a lasso over a piece of over a cattle. Just exactly what the Bible says. It'll come like a thief in the night when you're not expecting it. It'll come like a lasso on an animal, and it just come all of a sudden. There it is, just like it was in the days of Noah. All it was, everybody, the birds were singing, everybody was happy, and all of a sudden the rain started falling and judgment came. But the same thing, it wasn't the destruction of Jerusalem, it was the same thing, it was the all throughout history. All of a sudden, there it is, there the people are not ready for it. I see these, I go down to the mall sometimes and you see these Hutterites, and I see them from time to time, and they're completely oblivious to what's just up the road here. Mm-hmm. Completely clueless, nobody, because their leader, they don't tell them where we are, that's because right. They don't even know that. Mm-hmm. And if somebody comes along and tells them, then they put them in the outs. You know, they're very wicked people, these mm-hmm. preachers. But see, we got their number, and we're just exposing them for what they really are. That's just right. That simple. Mm-hmm. That's our job, and we continue to do exactly what we're doing. We're going to expose them, and we're going to get even more saltier, and we're going to speak a leave more plainer. So there'll be even the children will be able to understand what we're talking about. That's our job, and that's the only thing that makes us happy, because if we don't do it, then it's like you were reading here earlier, if you don't do it, I'm going to make you aware of what's mm-hmm. coming. Mm-hmm. I give you a reason to be persecuted. Mm-hmm. That's why we're speaking so plain.
That's right.
It's that simple.
Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you. We give you thanks, Lord, for everything you've allowed us to see. We just pray that you'll help us, Lord. Give us the grace to be found faithful, Lord, to what you have called us to do, Lord, to expose all these unfruitful works of darkness, to expose the deception of the enemy, Lord, and what he uses and who he uses to deceive people, Lord. We just pray, Lord, that you'll continue to be able to use us, Lord, for your honor and glory. Give us the words to say, Lord. Inspire us, anoint us, Lord, according to your will and purpose. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.